Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Ouch, There's a Pebble in My Shoe by Cheryl Gainey is a hopeful and uplifting collection of poetry and prose. Cheryl hopes that readers will find her words encouraging, and they have. The reviews have been excellent. Cheryl Gainey was born and raised in Brooklyn, where she lives, a mother of two, grandmother of one. She wanted to write this book as a legacy to her family. She says she loves the feeling of freedom she experiences when she sits down to write a poem. And Cheryl Gainey, author of Ouch, There's a Pebble in My Shoe, is our guest on This Week in America. Cheryl, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you for having me.
It is our pleasure. I love what you've done in this book of poetry. Let's start with the very basics there. What inspired you to write this book?
Well, what inspired me to write this book was a couple of writers was around me. I saw their pieces and listened to their, you know, stories about writing, and it just motivated me when I saw their pieces. I said, oh, I can do this.
And you and can so, do that. Yes, that had to be a feeling of satisfaction when you got this idea, you tried it, and you realized, I think I'm doing something really special here. And then you see the reviews, and the reviews have been very positive. It has to make you feel a sense of accomplishment, doesn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely. I'm still, like, in awe right now. Not as a first-time writer. You're like, what, me? And so I see my work come to fruition. That is such an awesome feeling.
What was it like when you received the first book? I assume it was sent to you, mailed, UPS, one of those, and you open up the package, and there's your book. The book cover, Ouch, There's a Pebble in My Shoe, and your name is there, Cheryl P. Gainey. What was that like? I'm sure that moment will stay with you forever when you opened it and saw it for the first time.
Absolutely. It was like a little kid in a candy store. When you see all the candy, you want to just grab it, and you have such a feeling of, wow, I can choose from all these jars of candy.
Oh, then, yes.
I was so elated. I it's hard to really explain, but I felt great just seeing what I done.
That, and it's such a feeling of accomplishment, and should be, and is so well deserved. Who is the book dedicated to?
The book is actually dedicated to my grandson and the generations, especially before me. I just had them in mind, actually young and old in mind. And I just couldn't allow that to go to the grave with me without me doing something with it.
Well, you've done something special with it. The book is Ouch, There's a Pebble in My Shoe by Cheryl Gainey. That's G-A-I-N-E-Y. Book available at Amazon, the usual places. You can link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. In thinking about the impact that the people in your family before you left on you, this book certainly has been in your mind for a while. How long have you been thinking about writing this book?
I was writing off and on for several years, and just sitting in my office space one day, I said, let me reach out, let me find a publisher, because I know I can't do this by myself. And so I found the publisher, and I gave him my idea, and it just went off from there.
And I love the title of the book, Ouch, There's a Pebble in My Shoe. Cheryl Gainey is the author and our guest on the program. Who do you hope to reach with this book? Who is the book designed for?
The book is designed for all generations to come. Generations now, young and old, anyone who would take the time to pick up. And what really inspires me is that it doesn't have to be the whole book at one time. What gives me such joy, if you can just find one poem that hits home, to me is so powerful that my words would reach someone.
And that's a very important point, because this is a book that's a great addition to your library. You can sit and read some of it. You can read all of it. You can put the book back in the library. And when you need some encouragement, when you want just to escape for a while, and you could do that with Cheryl's book, Ouch, There's a Pebble in My Shoe. So it's there to be enjoyed the first time you read it, and maybe the 15th or 16th time that you've read it or a particular poem. When you started to write the book, let's talk a little bit about that process. How difficult was that to get started? Why did you decide to write the book? And by writing the book, you need to put this collection of poetry together. How challenging was that in the beginning?
In the beginning, it was very challenging, because when you hear different people around you say that you can't do something, or why are you doing this? And for me, it was a family member taking, at that point when I really started writing, I was 16, and you know, we have what you may call a diary. And that individual didn't understand what was happening. And so as life started to happen, I went back to writing. Not so much every day, but I was determined not to stop. And again, when I was in my office, I just decided, okay, I'm going to do this.
And you've done it, and you've done it so well. The book of poetry is capturing the attention of readers all across the country. The book is Ouch, There's a Pebble in My Shoe, Cheryl Gainey. And Cheryl is Cheryl Gainey, Gainey. Book available at Amazon, the usual places. Link on to Cheryl's Amazon page by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. How long did it take you to write this book, to get the collection where you thought, okay, it's now in book form, I'm now ready to go to the publisher? How long did it take you?
It took me, first of all, because I'm a first-time writer, it probably took me a little longer than the average writer. It took me a year to finally go from the rough draft, well, submitting it first, then the rough drafts, more rough drafts.
Yes.
And then finally, I said, okay, that's it. I mean, I can't edit it anymore. It just can't be done. This is it. And that's when it all came full circle, and the book printed.
And now the book, and I love the book cover, the title is Ouch, There's a Pebble in My Shoe. Cheryl Gainey, the author, is our guest on the program. As you were writing this, I'm sure there were times when you're thinking, have I taken on too much? Today I'm sort of stuck here. I'm not making a lot of progress. Was there anybody that you turned to for motivation, anybody that motivated you as you were writing the book?
Yes, there's this one particular of several members of the church that I attend. We had a poetry night, and I would go to, you know, Miss Hinton, and she would read it, and she just her encouraging words telling me to go ahead and get it published, keep writing. And so I let that be my motivation.
And it worked. The book is Ouch, There's a Pleasure in My Shoe, if you're just joining us, by Cheryl Gainey, our guest on the program. The word was keep writing. The word she offered, keep writing. Are you continuing to write? This is book number one. Are you working on a second book?
I do have something in my back pocket, so to speak. but I'm still on Ouch. I can't get off Ouch. but eventually I am going to write another one. I'm debating whether it's going to be poetry or if it's going to be for a child, kind of a children's book.
Very interesting. Well, this book is touching so many people. The book is Ouch, There's a Pebble in My Shoe by Cheryl Gainey, our guest on the program. I mentioned in the beginning, you really like the feeling that you have, the feeling of freedom as you're writing. Talk about how you feel when you're writing a book. You talk to authors sometimes and they say, I'm in my own little world and I love that space mentally that I create by writing. What do you feel as you're writing? Why does that give you a sense of freedom?
Well, it gives me a sense of freedom to cope with life, this life journey that I'm on. If I didn't write, I don't know how I would manage the things that I see, things that I hear, things that I feel. If there wasn't a pen and a piece of paper around me, I don't know.
That's interesting. That's sort of your escape where you can go and capture your thoughts, and you don't have to express them verbally to anybody or keep them in your, you know, in your mind. You're able to write them down. I guess it goes back to the diary when you were younger. You mentioned being able to write things down. So absolutely, that's an outlet for you, being able to write them down.
There's a scripture that came to me as I was writing, like in the midst of me writing, and it spoke to me very clear to write it down and make it plain. And so with that in my heart, in my mind, in my spirit, I just picked up the pen and the paper and just started writing, and it just started flowing.
Well, whoever that was, it was good advice, and you've done that. You've taken these topics and you've broken them down where they're relatable, written in an entertaining way that we're able to read them and enjoy what you have written. Who did you have in mind? You touched before on some family members. Who did you have in mind as you were writing? Those that sort of contribute to, and those that you hope you reach out and people who are impacted by your book?
Initially, it was always my grandson. I didn't want to leave this world, this earth, without leaving him something tangible other than money. And then it trickled down to my young adult children. And so once the book came out, was published, that's what I gave to my children and my grandchildren. So that's two generations that I had in mind, at least two generations.
Yes, and what were their reactions when maybe a side of you, of mom and grandma that they've never seen before, what were their reactions when they've got a book that they're holding that has your name on it?
Their reactions was, my daughter was like, oh, Ma, that's cool. And then my grandson, he was like, the same reaction, that's cool. You an author. And so I realized that what I set out to do was accomplished.
Yeah, mission accomplished with that. That legacy is so important, and you've left that to family members. Cheryl Gainey, our guest on the program. A few minutes left. I'm going by way too quickly. Ouch, there's a pebble in my shoe is the name of the book, available wherever books are sold. You mentioned monetary before. You talk to authors, and some are like, I think I can make some extra money doing this. And others are like, you know, if I do fine, I just want to express myself. I want people to read this, and if I can help somebody, that's gain enough for me. When you went into writing this, what were your aspirations, your goals for writing? Monetary or assisting people or both?
When I initially sat down to write, I did not have monetary gain in my mind. This writing piece was strictly from the heart. And even now, if I make money, okay. But that was not the primary goal. The primary goal was to just speak to someone where they're at on their journey, to give them some sort of encouragement that they can make it.
A couple minutes left. Let's talk a little bit about some of the themes that you have in the poetry in the book, Ouch, There's a Pebble in My Shoe. Some of the themes, some of the stories, the ideas, the themes that you relay in the book. What are some of the topics you touch on?
One in particular was about one day I was at work and there's a tree in front of my window that, like, when the leaves fall, they don't come back. It's like it's just a bare tree. And on this particular day, the leaves, the flowers, they bloomed, and it was almost like it hit me in the face. Like, and so it caught my attention. And I was like, wow, what a beautiful sight to behold. Knowing that tree, you know, it blossoms and then the leaves fall off and then wait till the next summer or the next spring.
Yes.
But this particular day, it was like, it was just a beautiful sight to see.
And that's interesting because somebody will read that possibly for the first time and have a new sort of a new amazement with nature, a new appreciation for nature just by something that Cheryl wrote in there, and suddenly they're looking around and seeing things. I've always thought with poetry, poets have sort of a different look on the world. Do you think you see the world through a different prism as a poet? Somebody will look out and just say, okay, there aren't a lot of leaves on that tree, or it seems to be blossoming today. You look at it a little differently, and you're able to take that, a very simple aspect of life, and turn it into a very beautiful poem.
Yes. Thank you. Like, it was kind of, the book is kind of like, when I say, ouch, there's a pebble in my shoe, that's a metaphor.
Yes.
So you can, you can take that all sorts of ways of what this pebble represent. And so, I couldn't change the title, so that was the title that it was supposed to be. So,
well, I'm glad you didn't change the title. And you're right. My pebble may be different than your pebble, and different than somebody else's pebble. That's, again, the magic of what you do with the art of poetry. Take a couple minutes left here at the end. Where did you get this fascination with poetry? How long have you been really a fan of poetry?
Oh, man. I'm just gonna throw a year out there. Since 1984 beyond that.
You were a young girl when you started this fascination.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, you've studied it well, you've learned it well, you've executed this well. The book is so well done. Ouch, There's a Pebble in My Shoe by Cheryl Gainey. What do you hope the takeaway is? As people read this, what do you hope the reader gets?
What I hope the reader gets is no matter what you are faced with, there's always something better on the other side of it. Be determined to stick it out, and it will come to pass.
Well said. You've done such an excellent job in this book. Ouch, There's a Pebble in My Shoe. Cheryl Gainey, the author and our guest. Gainey is G-A-I-N-E-Y. Just remember the title, Ouch, There's a Pebble in My Shoe. You'll find the book at Amazon, all the usual places. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and you'll link on to Cheryl's Amazon page, get information on the book, and be able to order that as well. And as I mentioned, this is a perfect addition to the library in your home. It's a book you can read now and read years from now and gain something and leave it for other members of the family to read as well. Cheryl, it's been a pleasure. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you so much for having me.
You've done an excellent job. The book is Ouch, There's a Pebble in My Shoe. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.